Wild. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. 7:10, it's Brock, it's Hudson.
Shawshank Redemption, Chicago! You're out of there.
You know what I haven't done in a while?
What's that?
No, you're going to know when I do it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I guess it's early.
Wake up, you dumb sluts! I haven't done that in forever. I haven't done it in so long. Come on now. I'm allowed one a week. I don't think I did it once last week.
Yeah,
so,
you're right. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. You can get one in. Get one in there.
Quit being such a prude. God. Anyway. All right, you dumb sluts. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777.
77.
Or visit pumpthatseptic.com.
You need to clean your mouth with some soap.
Pump that mouth. There's that. Even you know they can pump that septic can handle pretty much anything. I don't know if they can handle this mouth. It's just
your poop mouth.
You poop. Why would you say that, Ron? Why?
Your poop mouth.
You were my friend. According to a new study, dogs are becoming overly bonded with their owners these days because everyone is home all the time. Researchers found that our new life patterns have resulted in dogs depending on constant attention to stay calm, and they're losing their ability to self-soothe. So when things go back to normal, as many of us leave our homes, leave the dogs alone, they're going to freak out, and it won't be pretty. It's funny, dude.
Hear that, Tito? Hear that, Tito? Dogs freaking out over here.
Yeah, sorry that our dogs care about us, but I will. They're not. You know what? Your cat just waiting for you to die so he can eat you. He's over there sleeping.
Look at him. He's over there sleeping, dude, just having a good time. He doesn't care if I'm here or not.
It is funny bringing this up, though, because I have noticed that with our dogs, because Kiki's home for pretty much the whole day. I mean, she comes in here for a couple hours, but she's been around so much more. And when we went camping this last weekend, for some reason, the dogs were being so effing needy. Like, we've left them in the camper before. They're fine. They usually sleep.
Too much maintenance.
It's too much. This one, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, because you
basically have a child. You know that, right? You have a child that doesn't look like a human being, that never really grows up.
You have love and affection from an animal that just wants to be around you instead of some cat that is you know what my dog has never done? He's never left a dead mouse on my doorstep. Thank you, dog.
Yeah, but he poops all over your house, and he barks and scratches everything.
They go outside. My dog has never once just pooped in the house.
Dogs are stupid. You know, stupid dog.
You are literally the cat is your master. You let that cat poop in your house. You talk about dogs pooping in your house. You have a box. You have designated an area for your cat to poop in your house.
Absolutely. And that's where the cat goes to the bathroom. I don't have to take him out every 2 hours. I don't have to, you know, dogs, they're just small children. They look like, they just don't look human. I'm telling you.
The fact that anyone would choose a cat over, you never hear you don't hear the
dogs
crazy dog person.
Dogs are stupid.
You hear the crazy cat person because you got that person that's got 12 cats because they're psychos.
No. You got a child in there that's going to freak out if you go back to work. You're not giving me attention.
Because they care about us, unlike your murderous, selfish cat. Your cat that's just sitting there filing his nails going like, go ahead, die. I'll just move on to someone else. Your cat could care less about you.
No, he's just ready. He's just waiting to murder somebody. He's a little badass.
I just can't wait for that cat to claw your eyes out just right there. Meow! Meow!
Well, he'll have a lot of time because they live a lot longer.
Does that weird thing where they spray everything? I can't wait for your cat to just spray all over your stuff. Murder something in your house. It'd be great.
I don't even know he's here half the time. He's just kind of...
Oh, what a great pet. Around. What a great pet to have. You don't even know he's there.
I don't want some dog breathing on my face every 2 seconds.
The only person I've ever known that's like, oh, yeah, cats. I prefer cats over dogs. Just what a weirdo. What a weirdo. You know what? No. You've upset me now. You know what's going to cheer me up? The Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. For God's sakes. You know what won't let me down? Yeah, exactly. The Sports Illustrated readers have to wait a little longer for the magazine's anticipated swimsuit edition, but it's finally here, and it's making history. That's right. The annual issue, which was delayed because of the pandemic, hits newsstands next week. For the first time in its 55-year history, the magazine will feature three models on the cover: Kate Bock, Jasmine Sanders, and Olivia Culpo. There will also be three other collectible covers featuring each model. The issue will also contain a spread featuring Valentina Sampaio, the first openly transgender model in the swimsuit edition. Hunter, I don't know about you.
How much is a Sports Illustrated if you were to go buy one?
They're expensive. I think they're like $15-$20.
Really?
Like yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a big issue. It's a big issue.
Well, it'd be, man, I don't know. I just feel like magazines are kind of on their way out, like with CDs and...
I can't be upset. I just bought a magazine called American Frontiersman, and it was like $14. So, you know, I got...
Damn.
It shows you how to make your own backyard forge, though, so I'm pretty excited about that.
The pages are nice. It's binded well.
It is. It's very nice. I will say, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue, as a young boy growing up without the internet that we have today... That was so, between the Sears catalog and the bra and panty section, and then the Sports Illustrated issue.
Dude, I'm pretty sure our library back in the day had the Sports Illustrated swimsuit editions.
It did. And I remember because that thing got ripped to shreds. You wanted to get to it right away because otherwise you weren't going to get a decent page to rip out stuff in your pocket and then go home and just violate yourself.
Trying to
hours.
Think of what the one that I used to look at. I think it was the Tyra Banks,
bro. Oh my God, that one in that like polka dot bikini cover.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You're exactly right on that.
Let's see, Tyra Banks, polka dot. Engineer Terry, this is for research.
You're right,
polka
right,
dot
right.
bikini.
Hey, we used to look at these things in fifth grade.
Issue.
Engineer Terry, we're fine.
That was, okay, yeah, so that came out, a polka dot bikini. That was in 1997. So you and I were 11. Oh, absolutely. I just wrecked my donger with that one. Just unbelievable. Jeez,
right.
I'm just saying, it was a big deal. I was right at that.
I used to read it for the articles.
Oh, whatever.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. Look at this great article on saving the environment. This is great. Meanwhile, you know, I'm in the corner hunched over like Gollum, just, yes, yes, my precious, yes.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think what we used to do, we used to take National Geographic magazines, because they were the same size, and we'd put the Sports Illustrated in the middle. So it looked like we were, like, doing, you know, looking up something, you know, on Africa or looking up something for school. But, no, we were just sitting there looking at bikini pictures.
Yep. Man. Classic. No, the that issue was, who was that other guy? There was a blonde girl that just, whew. What was her name? You know what I'm talking about.
I know exactly.
All right, before we creep everyone out, it was just like, who's that hot blonde chick? Yeah, yeah. It was,
you're breathing on the mic, man.
I just gave this mic an STD, for God's sakes. Jesus. Well,
put the Sports Illustrated back.
I'm going to have to probably go pick it up since it's for a historical reason. It's for history. It's the first time in their history. It's a big deal.
They're probably like $30 now.
Dude, I will pay it. Come on now. Come on now.
Hey, you're in the studio, aren't you?
Yeah. I still got the
I was going to say, there's a box of like 1975 Playboys over there.
I can't
get
any of the pages open anymore. Come on.
It's solid.
I've had those things for a few months. No, those are rock solid.
Sorry about that.
I can open the cover page and the back page, and that's it. All right. That's your morning dump.
You're fired.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.